This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. President Biden's request for additional funding for border security, disaster aid, and to support Ukraine is getting mixed reactions from the Colorado congressional delegation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Congressman Jason Crow says he'll work hard to make sure the $40 billion supplemental funding request passes quickly. A spokesperson for Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says he's supportive of the White House asks. But House conservatives have concerns. Republican Lauren Boebert said the U.S. has already done enough for Ukraine. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Fire officials still don't know what caused a residential building explosion in Denver last night. At least 8 residents from the Baker neighborhood were displaced. 1 resident was taken to the hospital for minor injuries, and a dog was killed. Denver Fire's J.D. Chisholm says the entire building is destroyed.
Figuring out how to bring down that structure and how to clear out that rubble and debris has just got to be a step-by-step process, and so it'll take quite some time.
Xcel Energy plans to restore gas service to the neighborhood today. Fire officials do not believe other homes are in danger. Denver's public health department says it has recorded at least 6 cases of West Nile virus in humans over the past several weeks. Cases are on the rise across the state due to large mosquito populations. Weld County confirmed its first death from the disease last week. Health officials say residents should take more precautions while outdoors, like wearing bug spray and long sleeves. Homeowners can empty standing pools of water around their homes to help reduce mosquito egg laying. This is CPR News and KRCC.